It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon from the studios of 103.9 LI News Radio. We've got a great show for you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler. You can reach me by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. So business owners, what are you doing to increase the value of your business? There's some basic tenets to achieving that, we found in our 40 years running businesses. And one is having the systems in place, and that systems, those systems yield predictable results virtually every time. That's right, every function in your business has a system, whether it's production-related, fiscal management-related, sales, marketing-related. Virtually everything you do in operating your business should have a documented system. And as a matter of fact, savvy buyers of your business highly value documented turnkey systems that are simple to operate. And those buyers often will pay, I've seen from experience, will pay a nice premium if you have those systems in place operating effectively. So let's continue this discussion with our guest on today's show. And we're pleased to have her in the studio with us today. She's Vanessa Best, an award-winning healthcare and business consultant. She is the founder and CEO of Precision Healthcare Consultants, a Long Island firm helping doctors and healthcare facilities get paid faster since 1996. Vanessa's team provides revenue cycle management, auditing, and coding services. Clients include independent doctors from Long Island to Alaska, and her large clients include the U.S. Department of Labor, Westchester Medical Center, and Stony Brook University Hospital. On the business consulting side, Vanessa is an instructor in the Long Island SBA Emerging Leaders Program and a mentor for the inaugural Women's Entrepreneurs of New York City. Vanessa is a proud graduate of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program and is a certified minority women business enterprise in New York State, New York City, and Nassau County. Vanessa has been published in the Huffington Post and has been featured in Black Enterprise, The Network Journal, and Small Business Opportunities. Her awards include the Top 50 Most Influential Women in Business on Long Island and the McKesson Eye Care Award. Vanessa Best, welcome to Business Profits in the Real World.
Oh, it's great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Boy, it's going to be a great discussion. Vanessa, you've got a fascinating story. Share a bit about how you got started in your career and what got you on this path to founding and running that successful business of yours. Can you share with us, Vanessa?
Sure, Mike. Well, when I think about it, I've worked at some of the top hospitals in New York, mm-hmm. worked at Columbia Presbyterian, worked at New York Hospital, worked at LIJ North Shore, that's now Northwell, everything is kind of changing.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
But you know what happened? The last, I would say, corporate job that I had mm-hmm. was at New York Hospital Cornell.
Right.
And when I was there, I was at a point in my life where I was starting to have a family,
mm-hmm.
wanted some work-life balance.
Right.
And honestly, there was a gentleman at my job that was actually consulting. And I looked at him and I said, he's not smarter than I am.
Right.
And I started my consulting firm. I was able to get a doctor who was the head of occupational health at New York Hospital Cornell
right.
and successfully served that client for 18 years. And from there, Mike, it just grew. I started getting referrals. I started doing billing, coding, auditing. I started selling software.
Yeah.
And it's just blossomed from there. So that's how I got started.
Yeah, that's really terrific. Boy, what a great story. So you mentioned a little bit about your services, but I was going to ask you to tell us about your services, but I'd like to rephrase that because, as I've said so often, You know, clients are reluctant to pay for services. What they're happy to pay for is results. So, Vanessa, what is it about your services that delivers results for your clients? Can you share?
Sure. Well, when I think about my healthcare clients, one of the things that I learned, whether it's an independent doctor that has their own practice or the CEO of a Stony Brook, they have the same concerns. Mm-hmm. They want to get money fast, and if they get an audit, they want to be able to stand up to it.
Right.
So that's the basis of what we do. We help them get their money, and then we help them keep their money by really helping them be compliant. So I would say that's the gist of what we do.
Yeah, and you know, that software too, Vanessa, just to digress for a minute, you know, I'm really fascinated by that. You have kind of a list of I guess, packages that you use and you help practices and larger facilities. But go into that a little bit for us, please.
Sure. Well, there's so much software. You know, there's been a big push. I'm sure most folks have heard about the electronic medical record.
Yes.
So that's important.
Right.
Medicare is doing big changes with even the way that they pay doctors and hospitals. So we have software that tracks their utilization,
mm-hmm.
Software that helps them with auditing, and then dashboards, because doctors and hospitals, they need to be able to make decisions quickly. So they need to be able to see and look at their metrics. So those are the types of services and software that we offer.
Yeah, and that leads me into the next point, which is, as we said at the top of the show, you know, having systems in place producing predictable results virtually every time. I love that. And, you know, some of us take it for granted, but, you know, you can really, with that software and with your systems, it sounds like you take a true systems approach. Share a little bit about that with us, will you, Vanessa?
Sure. Well, I think in terms of systems, especially as small businesses, one of the important things is capacity, right?
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that we've done is we've actually joined with other companies, not as partnerships, but really as teams. And we've been strategically successful with even partnering with national companies. So what that does is that actually increases our capacity and helps us to really serve our clients better.
Yeah, and that's really terrific. Yeah, capacity. So coming from a manufacturing background like I did, and I always say, you know, if you have a business, you have a factory. So
yes.
getting the factory operating efficiently, and in your case, certainly those practices. You know, Vanessa, we met. You asked me to come and be I guess that one of your emerging leaders program, the SBA in Farmingdale. Tell us a little bit about your teaching, and I've seen you in action, so I know you're absolutely terrific, but tell us a little bit about that program. Will you, Vanessa?
That program is so amazing, especially for small businesses here in Long Island. What the United States has actually done through the SBA, they've realized that they're small businesses, and small businesses that are mature, they've been around for a while, but they need to grow, but they don't know certain things. They may not have had the business acumen, so they may need help on their financials, which you did an amazing job when you came, really sharing the importance of looking at your financials, understanding your data. A lot of small businesses don't have that.
Right.
So you were great helping them with that. You know, being able to find the right talent. So through the SBA Emerging Leaders Program, my role is to really help these businesses grow, to put them together in CEO mentoring groups, to facilitate
right.
the classes, and then bring in guest experts. I mean, I'm not an expert CPA, but like you, bringing in those guest experts to really help those businesses grow. It's an 8-month program, and the beauty of it is it's free. It's
yeah.
absolutely free, and
yeah.
that's done through the SBA. So I'm very, very passionate about that program.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny. You broke us up into groups, and we talked and we almost put the numbers aside. Not really. I mean, we had certain assignments we had to take care of, and you wanted to review the different aspects of financials. But, you know, and just speaking with the business owners, I love doing that. I mean, I love hearing people's stories, and it was just a wonderful experience for me coming in, Vanessa. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
And that was wonderful. Vanessa, you know, just in the minute or so we have left in the first segment, you know, that Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program you went through, you know, I've had clients go through it. and my partner Carol went through it, and it's just a wonderful program. Can you just briefly, in the minute we have left in the first segment, tell us about that?
Totally amazing. Another gift for small businesses. Just like the emerging leaders, you have to go through an application process, you have to go through an interview process, but it helps you take time to really step back and work on your business and mm-hmm. not in your business. Mm-hmm. And that's what small business owners need, because sometimes we're so entrenched in it that we don't work on it. So the Goldman Sachs program makes us kind of take a step back and really look at all aspects of your business. So another great, great gift I would encourage folks to look at.
Yeah, and you're in the room with so many other. I think your group is, what, 30 or so?
30 yeah. fabulous businesses.
Yeah, and one of the things, one of my clients went through it, and obviously I'm the CPA for the client. I had to help the client with the metrics. It's actually ingenious, some of the templates that they give for yes. Projections, and just wonderful, wonderful program. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we come back with Vanessa Best, CEO of Precision Healthcare Consultants. We're going to talk more about Vanessa's business and some success stories and how she's really helped her clients and deliver results. Back after this on 103.9 Ally News Radio on Business Profits in the Real World.
Our longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York.
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back here with you today on Business Profits in the Real World with Vanessa Best, founder and CEO of Precision Healthcare Consultants. And Vanessa and I were speaking about her business and some of what she does to educate small business owners on Long Island and New York Metro. And, you know, Vanessa, I wonder if you'd mind sharing, you know, what are the biggest challenges you see business owners facing in the 21st century? And specifically, you know, how can they, if they overcome those challenges, they can leave their competition in the dust, can't they? Can you share a little bit of your view on that?
Sure. So what I've seen, especially through the SBA program, and also I participate in another program, We NYC, in New mm-hmm. York City for women entrepreneurs, making the cash register ring mm-hmm. continuously, making it ring. And I think it's a huge challenge because folks get contracts or business, but they have challenges getting new business. So uh-huh. what I suggest is the importance of networking, making strategic alliances, and not being a silo. That would be my biggest take on that, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, and using the networking too, I think, as a putting people together. I mean, I think that's what you're talking about doing, even if it doesn't result in business for you. I think it's a tremendous, you know, like we met through a mutual friend, and you asked me to come on board and help your class and everything, yes. and we met, and here you are on the show. So
yes.
I'm really thrilled about that. That's really wonderful. So Vanessa, you know, I know you've helped so many businesses achieve results. Would you care to share a couple of success stories, maybe one or two with us? Would you mind?
Sure. I'll share one success story. A client that I've had, won't say the name, a physician, mm-hmm. very, very well-known physician here in Long Island, mm-hmm. has several practices, several offices. They got hit with an audit, $1.5 million. The insurance company
really?
Sent a letter and said, we want our money back. And this is the reason why. So what we did was we did clinical documentation review. We pulled the charts. We went through them on staff. I also have MDs and RNs. We found any deficiencies, and we helped them fight against the insurance company to be successful, so that $1.5 million actually went away because we were able to prove that they could substantiate the work that they did. So I would say that that's a big success story, because doctors are faced with this every day, Mike. It may not be $1.5 million, could be $100,000, and if they don't have a good team to help them win, it can be a big problem.
Yeah, that's that. Boy, talk about delivering results.
Yes.
So Boy, I guess they were happy to invest in that with you.
Yes.
That was that's a great business for it. Boy,
yes,
I'm so impressed with that. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. So Vanessa, let's switch gears for a minute. You know, growing our businesses as rapidly as we do, the stress never stops, but it's really how we deal with the stress that keeps us on top, you know. Can you share how you personally deal with stress and the pressure of running such a successful and rapidly growing business?
Yes. Well, one thing is I allow myself to have time for me. So I allow myself, and you got to allow yourself. So that time for me is exercising. I really enjoy exercising. It could be reading a book. It could be just resting. That's one thing that I do. I allow myself me time. The second thing is I make sure that I schedule time with my family. My family is the most important thing to me. I have three fabulous children. I have a wonderful husband of 32 years, and I have a chocolate lab. He's part of the family.
So, terrific.
Yeah, so I take out time for my family where I disconnect, and that helps me really fight stress. And I wouldn't say fight, cope with the stress.
Yeah, and how old are the children?
My oldest is 20. My middle is 17, and my baby is 15.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So that's...
So two in college, one in high school, and the dog at home.
Are they studying to help mom in her business?
Yes and no. My oldest studying to be a physician's assistant. She just is starting that program actually in August.
Right.
My son, electrical engineer.
Oh.
And the little one, a biomedical engineer. So
oh,
will
boy.
They work with me? We'll see, Mike. We'll see how that pans out.
I'm sure biomedical engineering. I'm sure you've yes. got something in the business for that. If I know yes. you, Vanessa, you're going to figure out a way to
that's right.
to work that in.
That's
very,
right.
Very great. You know, going back, just I want to go back a minute to your SBA. And I'm just thinking back on that
sure.
Experience. It was just a wonderful yes. Experience. And how you... it almost seems like the business owners are hanging on your every word there. Have you ever done any teaching before? Have you?
Oh, yeah. I teach at Molloy here
okay.
in Long Island. I've taught for CUNY.
Yeah.
And I'm passionate, Mike. I mean, you know, I'm passionate. You know, my mom passed away 20 years ago. She always taught me the importance of giving and how there's more happiness in giving than receiving. We've all heard that. So I'm passionate about giving and really helping people. And I think it comes through in the classroom, whether it's, you know, with my business owners.
It does. Yeah. It does. And, you have a pretty good, so they stay in all the way through? You have any?
Yeah. I would say 95% stay through the 8 months. And my passion spills onto being, I would say being modest and knowing my limitations. So I'm not an expert on everything. You know, I'm willing to admit that. So when it comes, you know, when it comes to things that aren't in my wheelhouse, I want my students and my business owners to have the best. So that's why I bought you, because they need financial guidance. That's a big part of their picture. So I know my lane. I stay in my lane. And when I need help, I reach out for it.
Yeah. And boy, like I said, I was even engrossed in listening to you speak. It was really wonderful and so great.
Thank you.
So, you know, Vanessa, this is the part of the show I love, and we've got just about a little over 2 minutes left here in the show. You know, you've guided so many businesses to grow and prosper and very successfully throughout your career. Share your best advice for business owners so they can have the same success, Vanessa. Would you mind sharing?
And I have 2 minutes to do that?
You have 2 minutes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Number one, network, network, network.
Uh-huh.
Not just to get business, just to learn. Number two, if you are a woman or a minority in New York State, get certified. Oh my God. The governor has allocated 30% of contracts to go to women and minorities. So if you're a woman or minority, 30% of the pie is available. If you're not a woman or a minority, you got the 70%. So either way,
true.
You're good. The That's other true. Thing I would say, it's important to pay it forward. You know, you can't go around with your you know, hands always open to get. You have to look to really give back, and I right. think that's important. Not always getting paid for it, but look for ways to really get involved and help people in your community. And one thing that I really love, you've heard of Maya Angelou. She was full of quotes. There was a quote that I really stick by. Now, as business owners, money is important, right?
Right.
Profits is important. Sure. But she said something interesting. Can I share her
you
quote?
You may, okay. Absolutely.
What she said is, you can only become truly accomplished at something you love. So I got that. But this is the key. She said, don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love and do them so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
I love it. So that's kind of my advice. Money is important and we have to make profit,
right.
but be passionate about what you do and you'll do it so well. Not only will people not take their eyes off of you, but that cash register will ring. I've seen it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Vanessa, Bess, this has been absolutely wonderful. And you know, I want to thank you for coming on Business Profits in the Real World today. And we're going to have you back real soon, Vanessa.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mike. It was great.
Wonderful. And you're welcome. And such a great discussion. So whether you're a healthcare provider, an owner of a healthcare business, or any business owner interested in learning more, reach out to Precision Healthcare Consultant CEO Vanessa Best directly by calling 516-771-7554 or reach out to Vanessa by email at vbest@precisionhcc.com. That's V-B-E-S-T at precisionhcc.com. Or visit the Precision Healthcare Consultants website. It's a great website. Good resources there. www.precisionhcc.com. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. And like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/MichaelKesslerCPA. And follow us on Twitter at MikeKesslerCPA. I'm Mike Kessler. Special thanks to my guest, Vanessa Best. And we'll be back next week right here on 103.9 LI News Radio and Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody.
Right through the very heart of it, New York.